Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of May, and I'm recording, my goodness, it's 9:55 p.m., and that's British summertime, later than usual. Okay, so what happened here today? Well, one interesting development. China had an upside key day reversal on the Shanghai Composite Index. And again, it did it from just near that lateral trading range support area down at 2000, which it's continued to pressure. And of course, there are a lot of lower rally highs, but which is worrying. But Owen picked up an article here today, and you'll see it in his copy, from Bloomberg, which talked about the government coming in and perhaps starting to buy the market, encourage this market to push up, because the story really for quite some time is that they've been squeezing the property market, trying to get rid of that inflation, and the stock market has suffered accordingly, and there hasn't been enough confidence among Chinese investors to go into the equities. But we've seen China do that before. Indeed, we've seen other governments do that before. And when the government decides that it wants to buy the market, and that hasn't been confirmed yet, but it wouldn't be at all surprising. And if that's the case, then we will see a pretty significant rally in the medium term. Unfolds one day at a time, so let's see some gains here tomorrow to give additional credence to that story reported by Bloomberg. Okay, Japan a little bit lower, the yen's too strong, but not really doing much here, 101.36 against the U.S. dollar. And elsewhere in Asia Pacific region, well, we just see the Indian stock market, which had been so persistently steady. A little bit of a decline here today, but only less than a third of a percent actually on the Sensex index. Indonesia, which was hit yesterday, had a modest rally in here today. Again, less than a third of a percentage point. Thailand, a little bit firmer overall. Vietnam. Now, Vietnam, remember, had been a star performer earlier this year, and it's a market that I do like over the medium term. But then it got overextended. And more importantly, it was overextended in the short term. And more importantly, it was clobbered by that aggressive Chinese move pushing into what is arguably Vietnam's territorial waters. And popping down a drilling rig there. And of course, the Vietnamese complained bitterly. And traumatized the Chinese living in Vietnam, and I think over 3,000 of them actually went home. There were riots in Vietnam. At any rate, Vietnam has been rallying this month and has recovered about a third of that decline, which is good. And Vietnam had come right back down to its base formation, and is getting a good bounce from that level. And the stronger this bounce is, the more it'll tell us about the medium-term potential for Vietnam. And if this China thing is just a one-off move, and then they go quiet or pull the rig back for a while, I certainly can't predict that. But if that is what happens, then I think that Vietnam will appreciate as a attractively valued market with a decent overall technical pattern. Okay, looking at the European stock markets, a steadier day here. They were hit quite hard yesterday, mostly modest gains, although Italy was up over just 1%, Euro Stoxx 50 up three quarters of a of a, of, of a percent in here today. Wall Street had a good day. The Dow up nearly 1%, not 0.8 of a percent for the S&P, and the NASDAQ composite 0.85. So that's not bad overall. And the NASDAQ's 100 action, technical action, is interesting. I mentioned this yesterday, but we've had a series of gradually rising lows within the trading range. Now, it's a dangerous occupation to be predicting technical developments with markets that are in trading ranges, other than they will eventually break out. But as long as those rising lows are occurring, the obvious point is that that the NASDAQ 100 is not completing a top formation. Now, and that's important information. But mind you, there's not a lot of breathing space. It would only take one clear downward dynamic to break that sequence. But at the moment, it's edging higher within that range. And best case scenario, in my view, is that we just get lots more sideways trading range. The Russell 2000, those are the smaller companies. And a lead indicator, very often, looks toppy. The Dow, on the other hand, and the S&P are steadier. And they're helped by the really class autonomies. I take Johnson & Johnson as a classic example. Those shares like that, which had done their mean reversion and are actually pushing up despite the overall ranging pattern, is helping them out. Okay, long-dated government bonds, that yield, it's a pretty feeble rally in here. The yield is at 2.53, and so it's still under that trading range of at least 4 months, and that's created some nervousness about Wall Street's overall trend potential in here. In other words, people are worried about the U.S. GDP growth, and I think there's the inevitable continued reduction of the quantitative easing that's taking place. It's a slow growth economy, and it's more importantly, it's one of the more expensive markets here on a relative basis overall. And some of the leading indicators have deteriorated. Other examples, I've been mentioning these in the audios, declining number of new highs like Johnson & Johnson. So fewer stocks pushing to the upside, and more of them just rolling over a little bit, as that Russell 2000 is indicating. And we're in a tricky period here seasonally, but I'd say Wall Street's actually done reasonably well to be where it is right now, as we are nearly through May, or nearly through 2 months of this second quarter. Second and third quarters are tricky. I've been saying since December, you know, expect a choppy period on Wall Street, not much in the way of big moves to the upside, and we would see some sharp shakeouts. I think that's pretty much what's taking place, and I think we're still in that type of environment overall. Okay, what else is going on in here? The U.S. dollar remains very quiet here, just hovering at this just above this 80 level on the DXY. That's that index against the European currencies. Some of the Asian currencies, the Asian dollar index is doing a little better, ADXY. Now, also, sterling steady-ish here, nearly at 1.69, 1.69, and the euro a little softer here. It's at 1.3687 right now. Those are the main stories that I can see in here. Precious metals. We've had another bank come out and say that they thought gold was going to go down. We're getting a sort of unanimity of opinion among these investment houses, and I think they'd like to see that actually take place. They might be right, but the longer precious metals hold in here in this range, the less likely that will become, in my opinion. And might possibly be a contrary indicator. And people all over the globe buy and sell gold, so there are plenty of factors, but there's no doubt to consider, but there's no doubt that the US investment banks are trying to talk bullion down. So I think they'd like to shake out a few more people and pick it up somewhat lower. Fair enough. The second quarter and the third quarter of the year, that tends to be, on average, a slightly softer period for precious metals, which then start to pick up in the fourth quarter. At any rate, in here today, palladium, that's a favorable indicator because it hit another new high in here today on this move. And platinum remains really quite steady. Palladium is just below $830. Platinum up $7.80 at the moment. It's at 1476.7, and so that's challenging previous highs up in this region. And are those positive indicators for gold and silver? Well, quite possibly. Silver dipped down today to $19.26, then popped back up. Currently trading at 19.405. It's up just over half a cent. And gold bullion itself, gold was given a push to the downside. Perhaps that, perhaps it was that report that and Owen has posted it. I believe, but got down to I think 83, 1280, 1283, and is currently at 1291.74. So that's down $2.60 for gold bullion. U.S. crude oil quite firm here at 103.88. And also the Brent a little steadier as well, up above that $110 level. But the spread between those two has narrowed somewhat. I think demand has picked up in the United States for gasoline. I think that's one of the contributing factors to that. Grains and beans, big backwardation in the soybeans. And Owen has talked about that here today in his comment of the day copy, worth looking at that. And that's so those soybeans, spot soybeans at any rate, are up sharply, up 35 cents in here today. Not much going on with corn and wheat at the moment, actually, a little bit lower. And industrial metals, I think a fraction steadier here for the most part. And on that note, oh well, no, not quite. Just say that I'm gonna take a holiday here, and could use the rest, quite frankly. Looking forward to it. But at any rate, tomorrow will be my last day, and then I will be gone for a couple of weeks. So I'll be here tomorrow, but then I'll be away until Monday the 9th of June. All the very best to all of you.